all the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
That's for sure. Hey, John Potter here. I got to start out by saying I panicked all the V&T railroad people because they're set to be on at 11 and they're listening to the radio saying, oh, they're in the lobby. We're going to give away these tickets. 11 o'clock, folks, in the, I got my guests mixed up. In the studio right now, we have Bob Chittister and Diane Padilla. And they are here to talk about a very, very fun fundraiser. You may be familiar with it because they do it every year. The theme this year, it's called Holy Cross Red Wine and Brew, a salute to our troops. Welcome, Bob, and welcome, Diane. Good to have you here.
Hey, great to be here. Thank you so much, John, for having us. Yeah, we like to promote this event. Sometimes it's hard, you know, just doing it locally and don't have, you know, enough money on hand to do it, you know, legally or whatever. But, no, we're here. It's every year, like you said. It's going to be on November 10th.
Now, here's the unusual thing. I don't think I've run across a church doing red wine and brew at the church itself, right?
At the church itself, yes.
Is this a big... big fest where it's like refillable and all that? No, I'm just curious.
Yeah, I mean, well, we don't have a huge facility, so yeah, we can't do it off site, but no, we just have a nice couple tables set up with a variety of wines that you could taste, the red, white, sometimes champagne. Then we have another table of just some local breweries that you can taste. You walk around, while you're drinking and enjoying our homemade appetizers.
Appetizers, yes. Okay, so what are the appetizers you're going to have?
Oh, well, that's a hidden secret.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. It's probably, you know, kind of the your hams and cheeses and shrimps and little goody, you know, taquitos probably. And
all chicken wings this year.
Chicken wings this year.
Mm-hmm. All homemade by
the
Friends of
Women's Group.
Holy Cross. We haven't given the address out. Okay, or the date. This is Friday, November 10th at 5650 Vista Boulevard in Sparks. You see the church all by itself there, Holy Cross. Nobody has built like a strip mall next door to your church?
Nope.
On Vista? And Vista's exploding. You were telling me about a brand new stoplight out there. Where is this?
Yeah, the new stoplight by the new storage and condos that they built in between Los Altos and Wingfield.
Mm-hmm.
So that's approximately where the church is located.
Well, this is a deal because it's wine and beer tasting with appetizers, with a silent in life auction, $30 for the wine and the beer tasting and the appetizers and to put your bids in. Oh, I love those silent auctions. What are you going to have in the auctions?
Oh my gosh, we have over 100 beautiful gift baskets, beautifully wrapped that these ladies have spent months on developing and making themes for every single one of them. So that's perfect time of the year, too, because it's Christmas coming up. So it's shopping. You could get all your shopping done if you wanted to. And then the live auction, to me, is the most fun because you have your program with your number. And so we have jewelers from all around the world, you know, locally that have donated.
Bob, what are you going to be doing at this thing?
Well, I usually monitor one of the rooms with the silent auctions and help the people there. Ask questions, etc. And yes, some of these baskets are all big enough to takes probably two people to carry them. Okay, so they're real. And
you know how to do it, my friend. Yes. Well, that's great. $2 raffle ticket drawings, and these drawings are for things that are worth up to $2,500.
Well, they're all cash drawings, so there'll be about five of them. So each time we draw, they'll either be $100, they'll be $250, and then the big one will be $1,000.
Okay. So we got some good drinking and gambling going on at the church here, right?
That's what we're doing.
Live music from, you have live music too?
Live music.
Included in the price.
Included in the price. Jamie Rawlings, the local artist that plays around town, will be there with us that night.
And what are you raising money for? You're going to raise a lot of money. What's it for, Bob?
There are about five or six charities that we sponsor. One would be Ronald
McDonald. Oh, it's not just going to you guys.
No. It all goes to charity.
Okay.
All of it. And we raise quite a bit of money, too, in one evening. And it all goes to Ronald McDonald House, Sunshine Summer Youth Camp, Scholarships for Youth, Silverado Manor, etc. Is there about five or six of them that they get all the money?
Now, at the bottom of this your flyer, it says you need donations. What kind of donations? And are these donations for the big event too?
Yes.
Because you already lined up the silent auction things,
yes,
right?
That's
so
correct.
What do you guys need?
Well, for example, things like bikes, okay. Kids' bikes or adult bikes. Now we need all new things, okay?
And those go to places like what you said, the Ronald McDonald House and such?
Well, the money that we raise goes to those places.
Oh, okay.
But we raffle off in the live auction with things like, for example, barbecue grills. Mm. We would love to have a couple of those. We've got a couple right now. And things like timeshare. Okay, if you have a timeshare that you want to donate in Tahoe, for example.
All right. So we want more auction items?
Yeah, if there are people out there that have...
Big extravaganza sounds like you're putting together here. And all donations are tax deductible.
Yes, they are.
And can be dropped off at the church, 5650 Vista Boulevard. What are your hours for those donations?
Well, actually, what we prefer is... if they would, for example, send me an email, okay, mm-hmm. and then I can call with their phone number, and then I can call them, and we can arrange for logistics, because we have no idea what people will be donating.
And because of that, you'll get donations that you probably can't use, and you are going to send those out to somebody
yes.
else who does need
They'll
them.
Go to Catholic Charities.
Wow, I see nothing wrong with this event. This is great. So how can people get their tickets, Diane?
They can either come that night, mm-hmm. if you want to do an impromptu visit.
Oh, or just show up. Okay.
Yeah, just show up.
Friday, November 10th starts at what time?
It's going to start at 6 o'clock.
6 p.m. Friday, November 10th, folks, 5650 Vista Boulevard.
I have two free tickets if anyone wants them right now.
Well, heck yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do two tickets and make Phil work for his
Everyone pay. Must be 21, okay, because
yes,
we're
sir.
Serving alcohol.
So yes, sir. How do you
no babysitting.
Okay. Well, have you thought up a way we can give these away? No? You're going to leave it to me?
Leave it to you.
Oh, my gosh. Phil, do you have any ideas? What can we do for this? Maybe Phil loves
history. How about a text
history.
In contest?
A texting contest, or did you want to do one of your famous history questions?
Anything to do with veterans, or because it is...
Oh, that's right. This whole
this
thing...
is a Salute Our Troops.
It's a Salute Our Troops called Holy Cross Red Wine and Brew. Salute to our troops. And a lot of fun, too.
Well, then let's go with a history quiz.
Okay, good.
Speaking of veterans, when did the VA hospital in Reno open?
When did the VA hospital in Reno open?
Yeah.
What year?
What year was
Very
it?
Very good. Boy, and it keeps adding on every year, too, doesn't it? It's a great hospital, by the way. I hear so many good things about that VA hospital. 884-9910, first correct answer. What year did Reno's VA hospital open? Diane, Bob, it's been a pleasure. Good luck with this awesome event. Holy Cross, 36th Annual Fundraiser, Friday, November 10th, 6 p.m., at the church. Anything else, Diane?
No, thank you so much, John.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
Oh, you two are fun. Bob, I know you, Bob.
Yeah.
Diane, it's been a pleasure meeting you. All right. We're going to get back on topic. So many things going on, local and national. And we're going to open up the phone lines for those after we get the winner of these tickets at 884-9910. I'm John Potter, going to be back in a few, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1016.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
John Potter, live and local. Thanks for joining us, folks. And Phil in Carson City has been taking those calls as we gave away two tickets to the Red Wine and Brew coming up at the Holy Cross Catholic Community Church. Phil, do we have a winner?
We do. Renee got it right. It was May 21st, 1939.
And what was the question?
When did the VA hospital in Reno first open?
1939, Phil?
1939, that first building, that old building in the center you see right there in front on Crampton Street, that was the hospital at the time, and it was the first one in the state of Nevada.
God bless you. All right, and the winner's name again?
The winner's name is Renee. What I would like Renee to do, because she texted her winning answer in, could she please text me her personal information, including bank account numbers, passwords?
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. Please send me your phone number and address, and I will make arrangements to get those tickets to you.
And I will make arrangements to get the tickets to you, Phil.
Okay.
Because they gave them to me, so... I guess I got to buy another postage stamp. Okay, that's fine. So we'll communicate, Phil, after the show at noon, okay?
Absolutely.
Good job. Thank you for taking all those calls. I was watching all the phone lines light up, and I owe you something.
I do. I was pleasantly surprised to see how many people actually knew it. I thought that was great.
That is reassuring to see. I didn't know they'd have a giveaway, so it could just kind of sprung it on you, but you handled it well. We do have another giveaway at 11 o'clock for that sunset dinner on the train ride with the V&T Railroad, and that's coming up at 11 o'clock this morning.
And it's the darndest thing. The winner of that those tickets will have the exact same email address I do.
Now, stop it, boy. You can buy, I'm sure they're going to talk about how you can join the winner. You can buy these tickets. And so,
absolutely, and I will be listening.
Yeah, and the Holy Cross thing, my gosh, it's food and drink and live music and auction items for $30. Come on, great deal. Once again, that's check it out, Holy Cross Catholic Community Church. Okay, that's coming up. My talk about my trip down south, I neglected to mention, because it didn't seem appropriate as I was talking about the wonders of driving along 95 and 395 through California down south. I didn't mention the broken windshield on the rental car. Two things I discovered this week. Cars take a lot longer to get fixed at the dealer than before. And that's why we rented a car. What is this? Every time, and I'm not the only one, you take it to the dealer to fix something, and instead of, like, come back in the afternoon, in my case, it's come back in 2 weeks. They say things about a parts shortage and all that. I don't know what's going on, but so we rented a car. So I learned that, yes, cars take a lot longer to get fixed at the dealer than before. And when you rent a car, which I haven't done in a while, but folks, I learned that when you rent a car, there is no discernible difference between economy, compact, and intermediate, right? I go on the Costco car rental page and they show pictures of the economy and the compact and the intermediate. It looks like the same car. They're all the size of a Nissan Sentra, but they're different brands. To me, an intermediate car is like a Ford Galaxy or something like they had, where you could see the family. That's intermediate, not this little Sentra. But anyway, they're all small, okay? So anyway, out in Laughlin, the car's windshield cracked. I don't know what caused it. I just went out in the morning to the self-parking garage, and it was just there. And it apparently was too much for the SafeLight Quickie windshield repair, because this windshield, I learned, had all these gimmicks on it. I really don't know what they're for, but they have in windshields now, they have these things that are embedded into the windshield, not just the antenna, but they have these high-tech things. I don't know what they are.
Well, some of them are rain sensors, so for automatic windshield wipers.
Okay, yeah, that's great. So that may be one of them. I went to the rental car people, and I said, listen, I wanted just a single, low-cost, economy car, and you give me this windshield with all the gadgets on it, and I'm told by my friends who know a lot more about cars than I do that say that windshield is going to cost me like a replacement, because I didn't buy the $11 a day insurance from the rental company. I didn't get it because I only thought they'd have my truck for a day or two, not 2 weeks now. And so now I'm being told that this windshield, which when I broke a windshield like 25 years ago, I just went into some place and they fixed it in like half an hour. It was like $100 and my insurance covered it. Now, my insurance probably doesn't cover it because it wasn't my car. It's a rental car. So now I'm being told that this windshield is going to be like $800.
Good grief.
Because it has all these gadgets on it. And I don't know what these things are. I just wanted an economy car that you turn the key and it goes somewhere. And usually when you go in and they, you know what? It's not an economy car that I have, because when I went there, usually when you go in and they give you like a nicer car, we usually like that, right?
Yeah.
It's, oh, well, thank you for the upgrade. Oh, my gosh. One time I got a Jeep for booking an economy car. Another time I got a Prius. And this car is a so-called intermediate thing, which doesn't look different from a, you know, economy car, but it's got stuff on it that I don't want. And so they gave me a nicer windshield. That's about it. When they said, oh, we're going to upgrade you, what they really meant was we're going to give you a very expensive windshield. That's about it. Actually, it was the worst windshield, because the two thingamajigs on it actually obscured my vision a little bit, too. So they did me no favors whatsoever. I don't know what broke. Maybe it was the heat in Laughlin that breaks windshields. I'm totally clueless about this. All I know is I don't need a windshield that can do these things. I never had a windshield in my life that lacked something that I said to myself, I wish this windshield would do this. You know, I could talk not just cars, but other things. That, like my refrigerator, I can control it by Wi-Fi, but I don't need it. I don't need that. I want a simple thing with three buttons, and that's it. I don't want a refrigerator that senses when something this and that. The washer dryer is the same thing. I avoid these appliances that have a panel of buttons and a screen, because that's just one extra thing that goes wrong. And you call the repair shop, or my God, the home warranty people. Don't get me started. We're going to get serious. As I said early on when I came on at 9, I'm not going to avoid the topic of Israel. This is foremost in everybody's mind. This is another 9/11, what happened out there for that country. And we're going to get into that, because I know you have something to say about that. And we'll open up the phone lines. Want to hear what Reno, Carson City, Tahoe, Yarrington people have to say about this. We sure heard about what people in New York and California say about it. We're going to take the local calls on that. I certainly have a lot to say, because I've been deep and thought about this, like you probably have, ever since it happened 1 week ago today. So that's after Fox News. Hope you stick around. I'm John Potter. We'll be back in a few on 99.1 and 92.3 FM News Talk. Time is 10:29.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Hi, folks. John Potter back with you here on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk every Saturday, 9 to noon. The bigwigs of the Nevada Democratic Party made a statement on Israel this week. The chairwoman of the Nevada Democratic Party opened a legislative hearing this week with a moment of silence for the, quote, actions over the weekend causing even more upheaval in the world that we all live in, unquote. Failing to mention Israel, Danielle Monroe Moreno, who in addition to her party chair role serves as a Nevada state legislator, has to be Southern, right? Began an interim finance committee hearing with a call for a, quote, moment of silence, unquote, after Hamas's gruesome weekend attacks on Israel, which saw the terrorist group slaughter and kidnap women and children. Monroe's Moreno speech, however, avoided mention of Israel and Hamas altogether. Here's what she said. For the last year, there's been upheaval in different areas of the globe, and there were actions over the weekend causing even more upheaval in the world that we all live in. Okay, let's pause there for a second. Was that what it was, an upheaval? Do you remember the upheaval of September 11, 2001? Was that an upheaval, or was that a big, bloodthirsty terrorist attack? Last Saturday morning, at that music concert they were at, that was religious in nature, right? On their Sabbath day, Hamas is machine gunning 20-year-olds at a religious concert, all of them unarmed. Was that an upheaval? I may be an ignorant man, but I'm sure that the word to use, it's butchery. I'm sure that's not the word upheaval to use. It's butchery. It's carnage. I think it's animalistic. I think it's hateful. I think it's Auschwitz without the ovens. It's the Nazism of our day. It's that timeless hatred of the Jewish people brought out in an era where we said never again. That's not an upheaval, right? It's a crime. It's terrorism. It's not an upheaval. Someone walks up beside you, puts a machine gun to your head and shoots. You didn't just experience an upheaval. You were murdered by that person. All right, back to the statement. It says, quote, so I'm going to ask that we have just a moment of silence, knowing that although the fighting isn't going on in our community, our community, what the heck does that have to do with anything? It goes on here. It says, it does affect all communities, unquote. This was all fighting in a community? Again, you're at your house. It's early on a Saturday morning, a holy day for you. Someone pounds on your door. They kick the door in. They shoot and kill your wife and kids. They shoot you in the head. That's not fighting. Good gosh. Was that man who got up in the morning to enjoy the Sabbath, was he fighting? So the Nevada, they got some flack on this. The Nevada Democratic Party did not return a request for comment. They're not alone. There are some other bonehead statements out there. Here's one from Starbucks. A statement after there were complaints about their initial statement. Here's what Starbucks says, quote, as a leadership team, we want to again express our deepest sympathy for those who have been killed, wounded, displaced, and impacted following the heinous acts of terror, escalating violence and hate against the innocent in Israel and Gaza this week. Signed, Sarah Kelly, EVP and Chief Partner Officer. Okay, so just sympathy. Hey, would there be at any point where it would be appropriate to condemn anything? Because I didn't hear that in the first sentence there. You know what I'm saying? They want to express their sympathy. And they didn't mention Israel either. No mention of standing up for Israel. We always get statements from Starbucks. I know because I have the app and everything. I always get statements from Starbucks defending Black Lives Matter and trans rights, but nothing, no hard stand for Israel. But I guess thanks for the sympathy over the events. I mean, I recognize that what I'm about to say about this is increasingly unpopular in our country, but it's a view I hold. It's the traditional Christian view, and it has traditionally been the view of our country. We believed that the Jews had been horrifically wronged and that justice demanded that they be given a haven, some place on the face of the earth where they could call home, where they could be safe. Because even though the furnaces of Auschwitz have gone cold, the hatred of Jews in the hearts of evil people burns as malicious and insatiable as it ever has ever been. But not so much where we can see. That hatred now poses as politics or culture or policy difference. Anti-Semitism knows how to dress for polite company, if you know what I'm saying. And as the Israelis fight for their lives, the world has to decide where it stands, with those who attack or those who defend, with people who hold elections or people who hold swords, lovers of freedom or lovers of butchery. And finally, unlike the other side, there is not a pro-Palestinian faction in the Republican Party. There is no Zionism is racism faction in the Republican Party. Ultimately, peace lies on the other side of victory. But as Golda Meir once said, you cannot negotiate peace with someone who has come to kill you. It was true with the Nazis, and it's true with Hamas. The thing is, who is on the bad guy's side in this, quote, upheaval? Thank you, Danielle Monroe Moreno. And to be honest with you, I think some of the muted responses that we've heard from some of the institutions of this community and our society reflect the fear to offend and also reflect political leanings, which is self-serving to forward your politics. So I pointed out the Starbucks press release on this, and also the Nevada Democratic Party, what the bigwig said about it too, calling it an upheaval. And Starbucks wants sympathy. I did look at other comments. UNR, thank you, Brian Sandoval, put out a statement which accurately pinpoints who the bad guys were in this. City of Reno, as far as I can tell, has not said a thing about what happened, which would be nice if they did have something. And also, you know, Carson, our capital, things like that. We, as I said before, we got to stand behind the right side. And it's different for me, and I've been on this earth too long. In the old days, you would not see different factions now. Now it's split opinions among Americans over who's right. It didn't used to be that way. We were, Israel's one of our strongest allies. they help us out in many times, which doesn't get a lot of press. But now we have people, thousands, demonstrating for the Hamas almost in Times Square, New York City. I've never seen that before. I never have. Anyway, I'm rambling. I'll get off this topic. But open phone lines on this. You can call now on that if you have something to say about what I just said. Am I alone in this, where I think that was these are ridiculous things to say about what I, again, another 9/11, which happened in this world. 884-9910. Going to take a break, and we'll move on, unless we get a call about this. 884-9910. I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 1045.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
John Potter here. Our local lines are open, 884-9910. I would be honored to have you as a call-in guest this morning. I hope you feel invited to call in. Any topic, of course, is always welcome here. Let's go to Frank calling from Gardnerville on the topic that I just went into, and that is Israel. Good morning, Frank. I'm glad you called.
Good morning. Yes, I just wanted to make a couple of comments. And one, there was a response by the governor to lower the flags to half mast, which I thought was very well done and, you know, certainly apropos. And then the other
I got to mention that as my drive to work, I saw half-staffed, half-mast flags all over town. Everybody is doing it. Thank you, Governor, for putting the idea in. Go ahead, Frank.
Right. All right, and then the other part is those people, colleges, universities, or agencies that are not coming out strongly against what has occurred, I believe that curtain will be yanked back at some point and reveal who is actually, you know, possibly funding their political campaign, or that they stand to benefit some way. And I hope that curtain is yanked back very quickly, because it is so repugnant that they can't come forward and denounce, condemn what has occurred, because it's a disgusting act. So I'm hoping that research project will be done by somebody out there, and it'll be published.
Research project, Fred?
Yes, I'm hoping that will be discovered through, you know, political contributions, that those donors, the people that might feel be offended or something, if they came out strongly condemning it. I don't know I'm not certain how Starbucks stands in such a position that they would not accept that you did mention Black Lives Matter, which has come out in a very neutral or more supportive stance toward Hamas. So, and that's pretty sad. So,
well, it's they're afraid to offend. Now, in the case of Black Lives Matter, there's a sizable portion of their customer base right there. So, of course, they're going to appeal to Black Lives Matter. They're going to appeal to trans rights and gay, LBGQ, whatever, for their customer base. Now, it's surprising to me that now they're softening. they're also approaching the Palestinian people in a way, or Hamas, I should say, with not criticizing and attacking what they did to Israel, but instead wanting to show sympathy. It's something's lacking there.
And then the irony, and I'm just going to say ignorance, by the, we'll say, gay activists, LGBTQ community, that if they were there in that portion of that country, they would be flying off a roof, because they don't tolerate that, unlike we do here. So to come out in support of like, are you really serious? You would be thrown out a window.
Okay. Yeah, all right. You speak of the truth. I appreciate that call, Frank. Have a good drive. Frank from Gardnerville. I mentioned the city of Reno did not come out with a statement. I should alter that by saying that the mayor, Hillary Sheevy, does belong to a council of mayors. And this council of mayors did put out a statement, which I checked out yesterday. And it does pinpoint who the bad guys are, unlike what the Nevada Democratic Party did not do that. And either apparently did Starbucks. One other topic, as long as we're talking, what's the other big story nationally? The hunt for Speaker of the House, you know, on this deal with the hunt for Speaker of the House. We had Steve Scalise, of course. He was shot years ago, and now he's fighting blood cancer, and he's taking chemo or radiation, and you can see it on the video that it's kicking the daylights out of him right now. And God bless him to be able, please, to overcome this challenge like he overcame the last one. But this challenge may be why that he has bailed out of the hunt for Speaker of the House. The other candidate who was vying for Speaker, Jim Jordan, had kind of chosen to make his bid for the Speaker's for the Speaker's chair. He was kind of making his bid kind of a referendum on Ukraine. Now, Jim Jordan says that he opposes any more money for Ukraine, that he wants, to tone down the American support for that war to. Well, here's the deal. I don't go that far. I don't think common sense goes that far. I think we should question Ukraine a bit more, but not quit it, at least not quit it automatically. I think a prudent position is to demand of our administration a better accounting of the money. We should, also demand a better accounting from the administration of how this is impacting our own strategic capability, specifically our ability to defend ourselves. I note that our most recent reports across the NATO nations, including ours, say that we're running out of conventional ammunition. And when you don't have bullets and bombs, you don't win many wars. And I don't believe we should be sending all our bullets to Ukraine, defending the other fellow's homeland at the cost of our own. You know, I'm not opposed to funding if we see where that money is going. I just don't believe in these blank check things. Let's take a call from Minden. It is Sean calling on Israel. Hey, Sean, welcome to the show. I'm glad you called.
Good morning. Thank you very much. I wanted to say that I'm glad that people are paying attention and concerned and expressing their sentiments on Israel. But I wanted to ask if we ought to not consider that a lot of this is just emotional and there are actual things that we can do that would be useful and impactful. Your previous caller mentioned that the governor lowered the flags and things like that to half staff. As a veteran that's very familiar with the flag code, that's not permitted. That's not appropriate reason to lower our flag in honor of another nation. But there are things we can do, like discuss how our current administration and prior administrations have planted seeds that became international policy discord, contempt, lack of preparation and training, that had that not happened, Israel would be in a much better position to defend themselves. And also the talk about this company, that company should have spoke up but didn't. At some point, doesn't that get into being moral elitist as trying to say that we should proclaim what other people proclaim, and if they don't proclaim it, that they're against something? We don't know what's going on in their heads. The freedom of speech encompasses the right not to speak. They may very well be behind the scenes collecting donations. There are plenty of people, civilians that are over there now that have weapons and military experience that are rescuing people. There are people raising money to help finance those people. And I'd like us to consider that and stand behind Israel in a real way versus this emotional of no effect way. Thank you for hearing my comment, sir.
Thanks, Sean. Two things I want to say to you, but you got to move on. I'll say it on the air about the flags being at half mast over this. There were 20 odd Americans killed in this attack by Hamas. So I think I think that is appropriate when you have Americans who have lost their lives and that number in another country due to such a horrible bloodthirsty act. And about your thing about moral equivalence, moral elitism, I understand moral elitism with companies taking stands and things like that. I don't want to get specific, and you apparently feel that companies comes off when a company makes a statement, it comes off as moral elitism. I understand that, but this particular event is the most black and white event that I can think of. I don't want to get too specific about the massacre that happened out there, and I don't want to get graphic about it, but there's a clear good guy and a clear bad guy in what happened, and I don't know what other stand you can take. I don't consider it moral elitism in this case. Anyway, I've got to move on here. We got a break for Fox News. I'm John Potter. We'll be back with our next guest, who has tickets on the V&T Railroad for an awesome dinner ride. You can win those tickets right here next on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 10:58.